an old sharp place that evening, and he went under there and he didn't get killed. And he woke that boy up and told him, "You see the snake?" And the boy woke up and stretched and felt that cold snake in his stomach.
And that woke him up.
So he cut it over all right here in the waist, let's rip them open and sit down. I think I'd have done that too with you.
That's right.
I got rid of the snake.
Been moving around pretty fast.
Well, they plenty of snakes now. You see, they used to would burn off land. And you'd find where snakes was in stump hole, the old bones where the fire would burn them up in there, would be down in there. Rattlesnakes, coach whips and things in wintertime go in the ground in old stump holes under old dead stumps and logs and things, and these logs catch fire and burn up in the winter and him eat that. That way they kill a lot of snakes. But now they don't burn off. And the snakes don't have to go in the ground now. It's so thick they lay out there in the grass and just lay up on top of the sun. If it gets cold, they get under that hay and stuff. Daddy don't lie to burn no land off or nothing. I was at a place last year, here full ass, where the pine straw was this deep. Now, what's hearing the snake from going to bed under that stain? It's as warm as he wanna and bite you from Christmas to Christmas.
That's right.
You got plenty of snakes now.
Talking about your fields, what different types of soil do you have in your field? Some soil better than others?
Some parts of your field, like your field got a drain to it. Well, all of the top soil up here drifts into a low place. Well, down here on this end, your stuff will make down there. And on the up end, where this soil is washed off, you're cutting down here, get up about like this, and on the end, I'd better cut and be about like that. You see the soil, rich soil, what makes the stuff.
Is there any, what do you call very rich black soil? Is there any special name for that?
Nothing on it, just black soil, they call it rich land.
Have you ever heard that called muck?
Well, they call it old mud hole muck. Places like that, just like you're talking about, go by them old lakes, place where they call that old muck and mud and stuff like that. That is spoke of in the Bible, muck and mire, clay. See, you bog down in it.
Mm-hmm. Is there any thing that you would call poor soil, sandy soil, might have some clay mixed in with it?
That's right, plenty of it right here.
Is there any special?
That's some here in my backyard.
Is there any special word for that?
Not as I know. I plant stuff back there in my backyard and fertilize it with that old clay soil, and it'll grow up and make a little stuff and die.
Have you ever heard that called loam? Haven't heard of that. Yeah. If you had some land that was kind of swampy and you wanted to cultivate it, what would you have to do to it to get the water off of it?
Cut a ditch through it.
And that would do what?
Drain the water off.
You ever had to do any of that kind of work?
Plenty of these old ditches all back here on this bottom land now where they cleared it up and ditched it off and had the water running into the swamp, emptied into the creek in some place.
Have you ever heard anybody call that ditch anything else?
Never heard them. Now I see before call them canals. Where they get big enough now, canal. Ditches where you can jump cross it in places, but these canals, you got to fix bridges across.
Talking about that, are there any, what are the names of some of the streams around here? Streams.
Streams. Patchalaga,